afraid of the dark? Just relax and let the darkness fall over you.
Welcome to Afraidish, a podcast where we take a deep dive into the history and paranormal while enjoying some tasty adult beverages. From ghost sightings to hauntings, urban legends and cryptids, let's get weird and afraid-ish together. Hello and welcome to Springfield National Cemetery Part 3.
Part 3!
It has been a hell of an episode so far. Well, I had to listen to the third part again. Of course. And I am very sorry. I am so sorry.
What?
I am so drunk in this episode. I slur my words a lot. We go into tangents a lot.
I mean, what else is new?
Well, also, happy birthday, Ashley. This comes out on Ashley's birthday Monday.
Thank you.
And tell them what I did.
Threw me a surprise party.
I threw her a surprise party. I have not been able to keep a secret from her
in 12 years.
Like she knows what I'm going to get for her birthday and Christmas.
I mean,
this is the very first time I've kept something like this secret.
Yeah,
I have had this tight in my head for 2 months now. I've had her friend. Oh my
god. You corrupted
gosh.
My friends.
Yeah. I swear to God, I was going to have a heart attack because I had trying to keep this secret. And she's like, oh, you're not going to do anything for my birthday. Do I need to plan my own party? Do I need to start inviting people? I'm like, no. So I'm glad it worked out. So, I hope everybody...
That makes me sound like a spoiled brat.
No, I mean, it's because I don't really do anything, which is understandable
that you don't do anything?
No, understandable that you would say stuff like that because I don't do anything for your birthday.
I mean, the last time you did anything for my birthday was when I turned 21 and you proposed to me, so.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I did something this year, and it was amazing. I'm glad it turned out very well. And shout out to the staff at Cabos Bonitos downtown Springfield.
Yeah.
They were amazing. They helped me out a lot.
Yeah. It was great. It was wonderful. Yeah. Good food.
Yes.
Good people. I was surprised.
Good.
I was very surprised.
Very surprised.
Could you tell?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys this final part to the Springfield National Cemetery. After this, we are going to record the bonus episode for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Enjoy and see you next time.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
And saying that, now for the hauntings.
Woohoo! 3 hours in!
2 hours in. I can barely read right now.
Are the words blending together?
Maybe.
Do you remember that episode of Parks and Rec when Leslie has the flu? And
yes.
She says that the cab meter was in hieroglyphs?
Yes. That is hilarious. Anyways, let's get serious a little bit. A little bit serious.
Let's get serious and afraidish together.
Now for the hauntings. A little seriousness. Deep breaths. Anyways. The Springfield National Cemetery, located in the heart of Springfield, has long been known for its serene and dignified atmosphere. It serves as the final resting place for thousands of brave men and women who have served the country with honor. However, alongside its rich history and solemn beauty, the cemetery is also renowned for its eerie tales of hauntings and ghostly apparitions.
Mm.
The cemetery's haunted reputation can be attributed for the significant historical events it witnessed. I'm slurring a little bit. I'm very sorry.
Did it witness significant historical events?
I can tell I'm slurring. I'm very sorry.
You're very slurry.
I'm slurry. I can read.
Can you?
I can't say things without slurring right now.
I think maybe we should switch to water.
No, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm not switching to water. Fuck. Okay. The cemetery's haunted reputation can be attributed to the historical events. Established established during the Civil War, the Springfield National Cemetery served as a burial ground for soldiers from both the Union and Confederate.
This is so disrespectful. Armies. Do you realize how disrespectful I am?
Sorry. It's not disrespectful. It's two people.
Irresponsible.
Well, no. I don't give a shit, really.
You should. You're talking about dead people.
Well, I'm talking about dead people, but it's
people that are dead, not dead people. People that have deceased.
I understand that.
Do you need a tissue?
No, my nose is just... Sorry.
Because you're talking about dead people, and they don't like it.
I'm sorry, but this is...
Entertainment. Isn't that fucked up?
Trying to be respectful. Are you? At the same time.
Are you, though?
I am.
I don't give a fuck.
Calm down.
I'm repeating you. I'm quoting you verbatim.
Okay. I forgot what it was. The tragic and violent nature of the war has left a lasting imprint on the grounds.
Yeah.
And many believe that the spirits of those fallen soldiers still roam the cemetery. Visitors and caretakers have reported numerous unexplained phenomena within the hallowed grounds of the Springfield National Cemetery, from inexplicable cold spots to strange whispers in the wind. These encounters have fueled a chilling reputation that has persisted for generations.
Interesting.
Certain areas of the cemetery are said to be particularly active. The Confederate section, where Southern soldiers were laid to rest, is believed to be a focal point for spectral activity.
Ooh.
Visitors have described a heavy and oppressive atmosphere in this area, accompanied by sudden drops of temperature and an overwhelming feeling of sadness.
Yeah.
Some have even reported seeing shadowy figures lurking among the tombstones, and their presence both mysterious and unnerving.
Oh.
One of the most famous ghostly legends associated with the cemetery is that of the soldier in gray. According to the local lore, a Confederate soldier wanders the grounds clad in tattered gray attire, forever searching for his fallen comrades.
Aww.
Witnesses have claimed to see his spectral figure moving silently among the tombstones, his sorrowful eyes filled with an eternal longing.
Makes me so sad.
Yeah. Another one of the most famous ghostly tales associated with the Springfield National Cemetery revolves around the Phantom Drummer. According to local legends, on certain moonlit nights, the sound of distant drum can be heard, echoing through the graveyard. The source of this haunting beat remains unknown, but it is believed to be the restless spirit of a drummer boy who perished during the Civil War. The ghostly drumming reminder of the sacrifices made by those who fought on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. Another haunting tale involves the Weeping Woman. Legend has it that a grieving mother who lost her son in battle can be seen near a specific gravesite, her tears streaming down her ethereal face as she mourns her loss. Some believe her presence is a reminder of the immeasurable sacrifice made by families during times of war.
Yeah.
In addition to these apparitions, visitors have reported hearing disembodied voices, phantom footsteps, glowing headstones, and an unexplained noise and unexplained noises echoing through the cemetery. Some have even captured photographs and recordings that seem to capture the presence of unseen entities. These encounters have sparked the curiosity of paranormal investigators who have conducted various studies and investigations to shed light on the mysteries that enshroud the Springfield National Cemetery. Numerous theories attempt to explain the hauntings at the Springfield National Cemetery. Some speculate that the residual... Oh my God, I'm so drunk. I'm sorry.
You're too drunk.
Some speculate that the residual energy from the intense emotions experienced during the wartime has imprinted itself on the surroundings, creating a kind of spiritual echo that continues to resonate.
Yeah.
Others believe that the spirits of those who met tragic or untimely deaths cling to the place they were laid to rest, unable or unwilling to move on.
Yeah.
Despite the ghostly tales that surround it, the Springfield National Cemetery remains a place of reverence and respect.
I hope so.
Visitors continue to flock to its grounds, not only to pay their respects to the fallen, but also in the hopes of catching a glimpse of the otherworldly inhabitants said to linger there.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in the supernatural or not, the stories of hauntings that the Springfield National Cemetery contribute to its mystique and serve as a reminder of the profound impact that war has on the human spirit. As the sun sets and the darkness falls over the tombstones, the veil between the living and the departed appears to grow thin, leaving visitors with a sense of awe, reverence, and a touch of trepidation as they step into the realm of the unknown.
Honestly, they should have trepidation because, bitch, you trespassing.
Yeah.
And as a frequent trespasser, trespass with care.
Trespass with care.
And respect and empathy.
Empathy. If you walked around the Springfield National Cemetery in the dark, would it make you afraid-ish?
I'd probably be afraid-ish. But I'd probably be a lot sad.
A lot sad, but at the same time, as far as like... when it's open from dawn to dusk.
Yes, it is.
So, respect that. But at the same time, I would love to go ghost hunting there at night. Paranormal investigating.
I don't like ghost hunting. That implies that you're going to be Zach Bagans.
No. Fuck Zach Bagans. Because I would love to respectfully go there and visit spirits. Like, I know they've... If you believe in that, I would love to go respectfully say hi and see how they're doing.
You can do that during the daytime.
Yeah,
because if you're a respectful person, they might even show you. The idea that ghosts only show themselves at night is perplexing to me.
Well, here's the thing. So, according to some people, the realm of the living and dead is thinner at night.
Yes. So, as with everything, as with all things, that's made up by people, by the living. The dead are in control of themselves.
Yep,
now, yes, I will say that there is something about like the darkness that deprives you of your other senses. Right. That there's like a whole esoteric thing about like darkness and like that shit. So I get that. I understand. But the idea that ghosts will only show themselves at nighttime is stupid.
Yeah.
The veil is thinner.
Like just like around Halloween, the veil is thinner
and on May Day. Eve.
Yes, and May Day. There are two times a year where the veil is thinnest.
Thinnest. Yes. Doesn't mean that it cannot be crossed over even at its thickest.
It's true. But this is according to...
There are people that cross the veil or cross the hedge. Some people call it hedge. Fucking every day.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to believe. I mean, you can listen to this podcast and just for entertainment, which is basically is just to let everybody know it's entertainment purposes only.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in this and the following are not reflective of whatever blah, 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 etc. legal jargon.
Yeah.
They are our thoughts and opinions only.
Yeah, these are basically our own thoughts and opinions.
And not even opinions, just thoughts. Like, just because I say something doesn't mean I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if much. I believe something today, doesn't mean I'll believe it tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Holy shit. I have drank way too much.
So much.
These are the episodes I like because it's like very, very relaxing to me.
Really?
And it's, yes, because I don't care what I say.
Oh, because you're drunk and then you end up offending an entire community of people.
I don't intend to
an impact are different.
What I'm trying to say is...
I don't think that we've said anything that could offend an entire community of people.
I don't intend to offend anybody at all.
Maybe seriously, conservatives, but...
I don't intend to offend anybody.
Confederates. We're
definitely not conservative. No. So,
at this point, if you're still listening and you're conservative, you're also a masochist because you've heard me say some shit.
Yeah.
Up to this point, like not just this episode, but if you're still listening to this podcast and you have conservative views, what's wrong with you? Because we don't see eye to eye.
Basically, there's a podcast I listen to that say that. They're like, you know what? This is our beliefs. Fuck you if you don't believe it.
I don't even say fuck. Well, there are certain things that, like, if you don't believe in, like, basic human rights, fuck you. But yeah. Like, if you don't believe in, like, paranormal shit, I'm not gonna say fuck you, but also, why are you listening?
You don't have to believe in paranormal shit. I am slurring my words. I'm sorry. Basically, if you don't believe in paranormal
stuff
like we do, it's fine. This is entertainment. This is basically why I started this podcast. It's a lot of history, a little bit of paranormal. Because if you listen,
a little bit of paranormal and a little bit of history.
If you listen to,
it's mostly history.
Yeah, mostly. If you listen to most of the episodes, it's mostly history, which I love. I love the history of our older buildings, like the Missouri, like the first episodes of Missouri. You listen to.
You did Missouri State Penitentiary, didn't you?
I did.
That was one of the first episodes that I was involved.
Yes. The Missouri State Penitentiary, that is a historical place.
It's like the bloodiest 48 acres in America or something like that. It's
insane. There are, who did we watch?
Amy's Crypt has done.
Yeah, Amy's Crypt did that
several times, and there's a couple other channels that we've watched.
So Amy's Crypt did that. It's okay. So the prison system is ridiculous. Trash.
Needs to be thrown out and started over from scratch.
But these historical buildings, and you go into ghost hunt or whatever you want to do.
Paranormal investigate.
Paranormal investigate. Because when you go in and you see something that's not
quite right,
it's paranormal.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that in a bad way, like ghost hunting.
No, paranormal.
Yes. Anyways, when you go in to paranormal investigate a certain place, it's what it is. It's paranormal. So, like the Missouri State Penitentiary, it's very paranormal. Like, it's insane what they've caught on, whether you want to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's very much...
There's always a mundane explanation for everything.
There's a lot of skeptics that say, you know, that's not real. There's these apps that you've made are not right. They have, like...
I'll tell you what. Ghost Tube, the original Ghost Tube. I cannot speak for Vox. I don't use the SLS. I really prefer the original Ghost Tube, which is where they have a dictionary. If you pay for it, it's 1,000 words. If you don't pay for it, I think it's like 500 words in a dictionary. Each word is assigned a number, and that number correlates to a frequency of electricity. And the idea is that the spirits can manipulate the frequency in the air to generate a word come through on the app. Ghost Tube app, you can sit there for an hour and nothing will come through.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam. Maybe you just have one word. But every time I've ever used that app, it has at least been 50%, minimum 50% of the words that come through are relevant to either a conversation that's happening in the room or direct questions that you're asking the spirits that may or may not be around.
Right. Yeah.
I have had more relevant responses than not relevant responses with Ghost Tube. Yes, every once in a while, if you're like when we're walking down the stairwell at the Basin Park Hotel, it wraps around the elevator. There's going to be some electromagnetic interference. You're going to get some jumbled garbage. But when you're having a conversation about poutine and the app goes disgusting, I'd say that's pretty fucking relevant. Yeah. Yeah. When you're talking about if you're having a discussion where maybe it's just the people in the room talking about like paranormal things and responses are coming in that correlate to the conversation, I can't say anything specific because I'm not looking through my evidence, but I know like when I was at the Basin Park and I was talking to people, like we would be having a conversation and the Ghost Tube app would come back with relevant responses more than it was garbage. The only time we were getting stuff that didn't make sense was when we were around the elevator. We were locked out of our room. We could not get the key to work in the lock. All four of us tried it. It wasn't until it called us idiots that it let us in the room.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you. The app said idiots. And then they handed the key back to me. I was the first one to try the lock and I was the last one to try the lock. They handed the key back to me. After it said idiots, it said blessed and the key turned, the door opened.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's on camera.
Yeah, I saw it.
There were other instances where we were talking about like one of the people in the room was pregnant. I knew that they were pregnant, and it came back and it said blessed. Like, she was talking about the baby, and it came back and it said blessed. Like, and there were other instances that certain things have come out since then. The responses didn't make sense at the time, but now that we know more information, now those responses make a little bit more sense. And maybe that's us rationalizing them in our minds. But maybe it's the spirits trying to tell us something that we didn't know that they knew.
Right. Yeah.
There were a couple responses that were relevant to me personally and what I was going through at the time that nobody else really picked up on. But there were certain... My brother died on the 21st of June. I went on the 1st of July. On the 1st of July, we were at the Basin Park Hotel, and it kept saying things that related to, like, prison, trapped. I don't know if that's, like, the ghosts of the Basin Park are saying that they're trapped, or if somebody was trying to communicate that, like, hey, I know that you have a loved one that was trapped in prison. I don't know one way or the other.
Yeah. That is insane.
Yeah. It's just, so anyway, there are other apps that you can download that like every 10 to 30 seconds, you'll get a word. Just like you can time, you can set your watch by it. You get a word, you get a word, you get a word, you get a word. Those apps are garbage. What I'm trying to say is GhostTube, I don't know that it's legit.
Well,
I don't know that the people that created it aren't scam artists. I watch them on YouTube. They seem like very genuine people. They seem to really care about the paranormal community. And they've created apps that they use and that they intend on other people using that help them.
Well, here's the thing with GhostTube. I have used GhostTube several times. And when I've asked questions, it has said some certain words. And when I've just like let it run, it wouldn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. So we used it at the Crescent, and it was responding to us.
Yeah, it would respond to certain questions, but when you just like I've let it sit here at the house.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to anymore.
But if you're letting it sit and it's not saying anything,
but I've let it sit here. I've let it sit here when I'm home alone, and I'm not. I'm just like doing random stuff like watching TV or I'm doing research. It said nothing at all. But when I go like I've gone outside and used it to water the gardens and stuff, it said like I'm like, is anybody here with me? And it has said certain words. It doesn't.
Have you ever used it in the back?
No, I don't think.
You need to use it in the back by the fence. Yeah. I want to know what's really going on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, so we think on the other side of the fence in our backyard is like, we think that there's like, it has been.
I would call it a corridor or a highway.
Like basically.
Spirits passing through.
Basically like Civil War soldiers. Mm-mm.
No, it's just silhouettes. It's just. Because I see it in my mind's eye. I don't
you
see
know,
it with my physical
this
eye.
This could be
the Trail of Tears.
Behind us could have been the Trail of Tears.
But
this is the area for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The old wire road. I don't think it would have run through the empty field behind our house because it would be a road that's still a road.
Right.
Or at least parts of the road would still be a road. But yes, you. It could be that, but what I'm thinking of, there are ley lines that pass straight, that converge in and about, I don't know, because on the map it doesn't show, like, exactly, but on the map it looks like they converge right around the Springfield area. I don't know if it's a ley line, I don't know what it is, but it's just like a never-ending stream of black humanoid figures. For me, like, that's souls. Like, not black as in, like shadow people evil, just a never-ending stream in my mind of people just floating on through the right now what is a house behind our yard.
Yeah, it's,
and so that's what I wanted. Maybe the man on the porch, if he was one of those and you inadvertently called out to him,
well,
or if he's tied to this land. But I've had nightmares about it. Not like terrible things, but like I can't shake, like it unsettled me that he's on our porch.
He didn't feel unsettling to me.
I don't know, like it.
I understand.
Though.
We have
children, and I don't.
I understand the way you feel because it's a guy that.
Just in general.
In general.
The only spirits that I want around here are spirit guides and ancestors.
Right.
That's it.
But I think this guy is just, like, passing by.
I don't care. He doesn't have any business here. And if he's Civil War era, what do you think that implies? He's a sexist, racist?
Well, it doesn't... not necessarily, but I mean...
The way that he was dressed, he looked very... So there's a new GhostTube app it's Seer. It uses AI technology and the same electromagnetic frequency technology and produces pictures based on the information in the environment.
Yeah.
And it showed a picture of a man, a very detailed picture of a man that looked like fucking KFC Colonel before he was old.
Well, with black beard and black mustache, he looked like a Civil War era person.
Mm-hmm.
And he did look threatening. He just looked like a passerby.
But not everything looks threatening.
Well... I mean,
think of it from my perspective. Just, it's not all men, but it's all men. You know what I mean?
I get it. Fucking patriarchy. But anyways, I get it. I get the whole thing situation. It's the fact that I told you, and after that, you're getting these dreams.
It could be the power of suggestion. Absolutely.
Exactly.
The thing that doesn't, but so you showed me the other ones where it was, it looked like it, where I said, that looks like an office building with cubicles. And then after the fact, I was like, oh, that could have been a prison.
Yeah.
And then there was the dude sitting on a cloud. Those don't bother me. There are certain things that, like, I just get feelings.
Right. I mean, he doesn't.
When has my intuition ever been wrong?
Well, here's the
thing. Tell me that.
He doesn't. He.
When has my intuition ever been wrong?
I understand. What I'm saying is, he can't necessarily.
You're not answering the question.
He can't necessarily get into this house, because it's, in our, my perspective, it, this house is protected.
Yes.
He can't get into the house, but at the same time, he's a passerby. He's not harmful. He's a harmless spectral being.
Yeah.
Maybe sitting.
You're not wrong, but the last thing that I need is my kids waking up in the middle of the night and seeing some man in Civil War era clothes standing over their bed.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that that's happened. That has not happened yet.
They've never done that before.
No.
At the same time, they are just, I don't know. It's
this house is a safe space, and I've done so much energetic work to ensure that. And that's why I make a point. I don't do spirit communication inside this. And I know you didn't do it inside the house. You did it outside. But it was on the porch in front of the door. He was facing outward, like he was standing, like he was greeting you at the door.
Well,
is what it looked like.
He's basically at the porch. But at the same time, I have felt stuff in the bathroom. I think that our shower is a fucking portal.
It's not a portal. Don't say that.
Well, I feel. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Yeah.
I'll close the portal.
Anyways. So, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Stop ghost hunting in our house.
I'm not ghost hunting in the house.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Okay? Because, oh, so you know how people, like, use Ouija boards?
Yes.
And then their house is possessed because they didn't open the communication properly and they didn't close the communication properly.
Right.
Don't just open an app and sit in your house. You're opening a portal and you're not closing the portal.
Well, then how do you close the portal?
Say goodbye.
Okay.
You don't, but not just saying goodbye. You have to open it. You literally, it's ceremonial. You have to call in your protection, your guides. You have to invite the specific being that you're wanting to speak to. And then when you're done, you send them away. And then you thank your guides and you thank your protectors. And you dismiss them.
Okay.
It's a circle.
All right.
With a beginning and an end.
I'll do that.
No, you're not going to do that in this house.
No.
Whether I'm here or not. I don't. Because this house is a safe space. This is my safe space away from the energy and the chaos of the outside world. I don't want to bring it in. Regardless of whether it's neutral, good, or bad.
Okay.
I don't want anyone else's energy around me.
All right.
I get enough of that outside.
I understand.
Okay.
So.
The ramblings of a crazy person and a drunk man.
It is very fun. It is very informative at the same time. I've been drinking a lot throughout the night. Yep. And it's very fun. So
drinking is fun.
Well, for me. Anyways,
You sound like...
I have a doctor's appointment in a few days, so he's going to be pissed off at me no matter what I do.
I was going to say, you sound like the doctor. Always bring a banana to a party. Well, bananas are fun.
Here's the thing. My doctor is like, oh, you're overweight. You need to work out. You need to lose weight. He's overweight
and needs to work out.
Motherfucker, you are overweight more than I am, so shut the fuck up and let me do my thing.
That's why I have told you need to find a new doctor. Yeah,
I need to shop around for a new doctor, but he's a very nice guy.
It doesn't mean anything. Nice guys do horrible things all the time.
I get it. Anyways, if we don't have anything else,
we could be here for another 3 hours.
This is true. So if you want to listen to drunken ramblings and such and so forth and so on, thank you for listening. If you have any stories or requests of anything that you want to hear about or know anybody who does.
Or if you want to say how crazy I am, how I need to shut the fuck up.
God, shut up. I'll say it right now. Shut the fuck up.
You know what, bitch?
Please email me at afraidishpodcast@gmail.com, Instagram and Facebook at afraidish, because fuck Twitter, because I'm not on Twitter.
Are you on Threads?
I am on... Not... No.
I'm on Threads. I never use it. I forget about it.
I don't have a Threads, which is now...
If you have an Instagram account, all you have to do is like... click on a button and it creates a Threads account for you.
It's basically the Instagram version of
Meta's Twitter. Yeah,
Meta's version of Twitter. My personal account's on there, but I don't have the Afraidish podcast.
You should have an Afraidish.
But I am thinking actually about having a Afraidish podcast version of Afraidish podcast on...
Threads?
No.
TikTok?
TikTok.
Why?
Because I'm like thinking about doing like video.
TikTok is hell. You can do that on Instagram.
Whatever.
I hate TikTok. I detest TikTok. I would rather be on Twitter than TikTok.
Well, no.
TikTok is evil.
I'd rather not have a Twitter account. I'd rather have a fucking TikTok than Twitter.
No. I'm the opposite. I would rather support Elon Musk than TikTok.
Fucking Elon Musk.
I hate Elon Musk. I detest him. I hate TikTok that much more.
Why?
Because it's fucking evil.
Why?
It's awful.
Why?
Many reasons. Do you want to go into the data mining? Do you want to go into the mental health issues? Do you want to go into the profitability issues and the fact that they profit and they don't fucking pay creators and they censor people? You want to go into the censorship issues? There are so many reasons why I fucking detest TikTok, and I wish people would get off that awful app. I hate TikTok. It's evil to the core.
Same with Facebook and Instagram.
No. Yes, they're bad. When has my vibe ever been wrong? TikTok is sinister. Facebook and Instagram.
This isn't going on the episode, don't worry.
So. You can put it on the, I don't care. Put it on the episode. People need to know. Facebook and Instagram are bad. TikTok was started with sinister intentions and continues with sinister intentions. It's dark. I have 2 TikTok accounts. I can't be on either of them. It's awful. It is horrendous.
Okay. Sorry. I don't have any TikTok accounts, so.
Don't start one. If you want to do short form videos, do Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels. No. Not that either of those two are good companies by no stretch of the imagination. But TikTok is so awful. It's so bad.
Well, yeah, I knew that. But anyways.
Rant number 999 for the night.
The website is still down. Because I don't have time for it right now. All the links will be in the show notes and pics and stuff like that. I do have this on YouTube as audio, but not video right now. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and almost anywhere you listen to podcasts. And Again, Sirius XM discontinued and is shutting down Stitcher as of August 29th, 2023. So you would have to listen, find another way to listen if you are a Stitcher listener. Also, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and rate on Spotify, iTunes, and all that.
Anywhere other, you listen to podcasts, yeah.
Anything you could rate on. 5 stars, please, because that would be nice. Until next time, don't be afraid of the dark.
Be afraid-ish of what's in it.
Bye.
Bye!